Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by Xero. Xero, it's beautiful business.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and essential industries such as education, healthcare, and supply chains are innovating to address the massive shocks to the system caused by the global pandemic. Cisco and Jungle Ventures have partnered to shine a spotlight on these industries and the innovation triggered through these challenging times. Titled Emerging Disruptors from the Global Pandemic, the report also identifies successful disruptors in the ASEAN region that have emerged from this transformation and what we can learn from these experiences. For more insights, we speak to Naveen Menon, President Cisco ASEAN. Naveen, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks so much. Yeah, it's nice to be here.
It's been some time since we last spoke and so much has happened, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a complete disruption in the planet, I would say.
So let's talk about some of the findings of import and what they mean. I understand there are underserved sectors as well, and perhaps the collaborations that have come about that's going toward positive change. Let's start with those.
Yeah, so we've all seen the economic challenges. I think many of us who have been in industry or in government have seen, obviously huge economic fallout, lots of government stimulus packages, which have been coming at the right time to deal with all those displaced through this pandemic. But, GDP growth rates were forecasted just earlier this year. We're forecasting ASEAN to grow at 5.3%. And, we're now well into negative GDP growth. So there's been a massive drop across most countries in Southeast Asia. And so this massive economic fallout is something we're all aware of. But one thing that we haven't seen yet, and maybe we're starting to see a little bit, is the social and environmental fallout as well. And so what our partnership with Jungle Ventures was aiming to do was to look at this fallout, but to actually think about how, in times of crisis, the world and people in the world and communities tend to find ways through those crises. And innovation is really the name of the game of the human race, if you think about it. I mean, in the most impactful times of crisis, we tend to find, human ingenuity comes out. And so what we did with Jungle Ventures is we partnered with them to look at some of the tremendous innovations, disruptive innovations that have been coming out through this period of time, specifically in areas where that were directly hit, and those are education, healthcare, and supply chain.
So maybe let's talk about some of the things you've found, how virtual learning took off at a scale and how that pushed governments and academic institutions also to invest, et cetera.
Yeah, so I mean, it's interesting how virtual learning happens in one country versus another. So by contrast, I mean, just from my own example, I have three boys and go to a very nice school here in Singapore. And when virtual learning happens, everyone had to go home and, had to study at home, and they all have laptops and they have internet and they can access a curriculum through a platform and they can collaborate with their students, their friends. And somehow life goes on, although it's maybe, of course, there's room to improve, but clearly students are still engaged in classrooms, virtual classrooms. However, if you look at on contrast in Indonesia, for example, there are many children who live without affordable internet, without affordable devices. They're sent to work at home, in inverted commas. Home might be a mud hut where their family are requiring them to potentially help around the farm. And hence they drop out of school and they just help the family. And hence learning doesn't happen. So it's very stark contrast from one place to another. And so I think technology has the possibility to be the great equalizer if it's deployed in the right ways and can actually serve all of society.
Yeah. So that comprehensive approach to ed tech, if you will, becomes moot if you don't even have the tech to begin with. You have no access to it.
Exactly. I mean, I read somewhere that I think it was in Mexico or it was in, there was something like 10 million kids who basically dropped out of the education system entirely. I'm quoting the wrong number, but it was something massive. And the same thing is happening, I think, in Southeast Asia. So It is quite a time to innovate, and I think we've seen some innovations like that have come up. Like, so for example, in India, we have seen the Future Right Skills Network, which empowers youths in India with digital skills and fluency. Now, there was a consortium that came together from Quest Alliance, Accenture, and Cisco, and we established a partnership with the Directorate of General Training to do a bunch of skills development. And there was a lot of in-room classroom development training, 240 hours of digital literacy, hit 1.5 million kids, which is massive, and really focused on creative problem solving, you know, creating a growth mindset within children, not really, focused on, you know, hardcore, let's say, academic that we know about, like math and science, but really focused on problem solving and growth mindset. And on the other hand, we've seen like interesting work done in Indonesia, which is not technology at all, right? So Jaramatika Foundation, which is focused on upskilling housewives to shape the minds and skills of Indonesia's next generation. I mean, this foundation was founded in 2005, and it enables actually mothers to teach their young children at home. Oh. So that there is 15,000 individuals now who are actively involved. So when, you know, COVID happened, you can imagine that it activated an entire, you know, 15,000 community of women and housewives and mothers to go and start teaching their children at home through a curriculum that was shared, you know, through peer networks, you know, in Indonesia, just through WhatsApp texts or whatever it is. I don't know how they share it, but they're basically using peer networks to share the content. And then the mothers are using curriculum to then teach the children, which is fantastic. So, you know, it doesn't have to be technology, although it's nice to have technology, but technology, if they can't access technology, there's no point.
We're speaking with Naveen Menon, who's president Cisco ASEAN. Let's talk about then in healthcare. There is a shaping of a new normal in healthcare, obviously. Technology's there as well, enabling primary and preventative care delivery models.
Yeah, so in healthcare, we highlight a couple of interesting cases here in Southeast Asia. One of them in Singapore, in Homage, which is a Singapore homegrown startup, leverages the rising demand for preventative care amidst a kind of a growing aging population in Singapore, as we all know. Now, this means, you know, trying to bring in a more personalized, expert-driven care, but affordable care at home, so that, you know, the elderly who are at risk and vulnerable don't have to venture outside of their home to get the care. And it involves providing geriatric care, chronic care, recovery from injuries and everything. So it uses a lot of collaboration technology and connects the elderly with the right experts so that they can actually access these services. We've seen, I think, one of the biggest things, Howie, that we've seen is that, you know, we've talked for a long time about, you know, whether we need to physically go to a GP or not. And many, many years, it's been, you know, regulatory and other reasons have held us back. But you would have noticed that during COVID, all of a sudden, remote virtual teleconsultations took off in a big way. So it just shows you the capacity for human beings to innovate during times is pretty amazing.
And of course, the supply chain and logistics space was deeply impacted as well. Talk to us about your findings there.
Yeah, so supply chain, you know, I think we're quite lucky in many ways, or actually I have to say, I shouldn't say lucky, that's almost patronizing. We have an incredibly resilient global supply chain. So all of us who felt like we were running out of toilet paper or whatever, I don't think anyone really ran out of toilet paper, you know what I mean? And similarly, if you start to look at vaccines.
Unless your neighbor bought all of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, toilet paper is as an example, you know, there's many categories of food and durables, you know, like, you know, tins of tomatoes and, you know, lots of things that we need for the daily running in bread, you know, flour, wheat, all these things are essentially connected in an integrated global supply chain. No different to when we have to think about vaccine distribution, because now we've heard of two companies coming out with vaccines, maybe more to come. You know, we have a very resilient supply chain. And what's happened is that this supply chain is entirely digitized. And you're starting to see many ports, like some of the Port Authority of Singapore is a great example. PSA has moved to completely automating all of their port handling operations. Port of Rotterdam in Holland, where I'm from, actually, is entirely moving towards autonomous port handling. So there's no humans involved, but there's purely technology enabling the docking and undocking and loading of containers, etc. So then this supply chain is managed on a global level by creating digital twins of factories around the world, so they can shift capacity from one place to another. So a tremendous amount of innovation that's been going on in procurement, operations, supply chain. And we've seen a couple of companies, just to name two that are highlighted in the report, Moglix, which is a dedicated digital procurement platform. It allows manufacturing companies and their key sourcing partners to digitize the entire procurement workflow. This is now in India and Southeast Asia. And then We Are Six, which is an Indonesian company providing a curated digital marketplace for logistics and warehousing. We tend to focus a lot on the big e-commerce companies, which of course we know they are very digitized, but there's lots of innovation happening in the startup scene as well around back-end supply chain and operations, which is very interesting and exciting as well.
These particular successful disruptors, as they're called in your report, well, how much of it was a case of they were just born that way, digital, or that they made a conscious effort to pivot because of the pandemic?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. I mean, probably a combination, because we've seen some companies start up during this period, like addressing some unmet needs.
Yeah.
And you see that happening in retail, for example, where shops have been closed, all of a sudden people are finding new ways to sell to consumers. You start to see a lot of innovation happening in an area that Cisco is very keen on, in cybersecurity. Lots of people doing lots of work online, and hence obviously it's become a massive opportunity for hackers to take advantage of that. So there's lots of innovation happening in during this period through cybersecurity. But many of these companies that I'm talking about were actually founded like in 2005 or 2015 or 2016, and they found their businesses accelerate during this period because they were needed more than ever before.
What will you do with the findings that you and Jungle Ventures have come up with?
Yeah, I think what we are keen to do is we're keen to communicate the tremendous innovation that the human spirit has and encourage two things, right? Firstly, share these stories so hopefully others can be inspired to create more, innovate more. And on the other hand, share these stories with the purpose of encouraging companies who are active in these sectors to come to us, either to Jungle Ventures or to Cisco or whoever it is that they feel that they need help from, because maybe they need help to scale up their business. And so by doing this kind of work, we're encouraging, the innovation ecosystem to continue and to thrive and not lose faith, because it's this human ingenuity that we're looking after and we're interested to hear more about.
Such a strange time, Naveen. Can't be more depressing nor more inspiring than right now.
Yeah, you said it perfectly, Howie. That's absolutely right.
Naveen Menon is President, Cisco ASEAN. Thank you so much for your time, Naveen. Stay safe, sir.
Thanks, Howie.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 was brought to you by Xero. Try Xero free for 30 days at xero.com.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.